Continuing in this final Ramban of Parshas Bo, when she describes the significance of the mitzvah of all the various mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim, last night we began discussing that the concept, the makos, the 10 plagues that took place in Mitzrayim were against the 3 possible ways that a person would deny the presence of Hashem. And the makos throughout the Egyptian experience proved to us not only that Hashem exists and created the world, not only that He's aware of everything that goes on in the world, and that He's able to control and dictate and change everything that will go on in the world. So continues the Ramban on that thought, Uba'avor ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa os umofes b'chol dor le'enei ko rasha o kofer. And every generation that comes, anyone who gets up there and says, I don't believe in a God, I don't believe that God knows or exists what's going on. So to every single person who does that, Hashem is not going to come down and create a makos of dam. He's not going to come and create a makos of b'choros to show, you see that I'm here, I exist. He doesn't do that for every single individual who steps up and says, I don't believe. Now, parenthetically speaking, why not? Why doesn't Hashem do that for anyone who gets up there and says, I don't believe you exist, where Hashem should come down and strike him down and say, ha-ha, I do. Why doesn't he do that? So the Ramban here doesn't write anything about that. But elsewhere in Chumash, he writes 2 ideas. In one place, he writes that if Hashem were to do that, there would be no such thing as a normal behavior in the world, because there would be so many instances in which Hashem would change what's considered the natural course of events. He would so regularly be altering that to prove to whoever got up there and said, you don't exist, that, ha-ha, I do, that then it would be a disruption of what's considered normal. That's what he writes in one place in Chumash. In another essay, the Ramban writes that not every generation is worthy of being seen such an open revelation of Hashem's presence. So just because you're some Rasha or Kofer who says, I don't believe, that doesn't mean that you warrant to see an open revelation of Hashem's presence. Now, the Stipler Gaon writes a 3rd reason in his explanation of this Ramban, and he writes that if Hashem were to do that, that would destroy the concept of Bechira. There would be no more free will in the world. Anytime a person would say, I have a question, I'm not really sure, and some oats or moface would happen, and all of a sudden there would be some open miracle, well, then there would be no more doubt. And if that's how everybody lived their life, says the Stipler, then there would be no concept of Bechira that would be left in the world, because everybody would have such an open and clear vision of Hashem. So be that as it may, Hashem doesn't do that every generation. Instead, what He did, He required us and commanded us to remember and recollect always the events which did prove His existence. And since in Mitzrayim is where He proved against all those 3 various levels of those who would deny that He in fact is in existence, so says the Ramban, that's why we find so many mitzvahs which have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim and the severity of those mitzvahs. A person who eats matzah, who eats chametz on Pesach, doesn't bring a carbon Pesach. These are the most significant types of averus that a person can do. The punishment are you not part of the Jewish people. Says the Ramban, the reason why we find such a severity is because it is in these mitzvahs that we transmit to ourselves, to our children, and to our children's children, this concept dating all the way back to the Mitzrayim. That was the time, says the Ramban, that Hashem revealed Himself and showed us that He does exist, and therefore we're required to constantly be recollecting, recalling, and remembering those events to instill within ourselves and our children the concept of His presence. The Ramban's language, as he describes, not only the mitzvah of the Pesach Seder, but various other mitzvahs which have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim that show that, have that same concept. In the Ramban's language, he writes a beautiful language I just want to share, ki hakoina mezuzah bezuzah echa. Someone who buys a mezuzah, and he puts a mezuzah on his door for 1 zuz, which is apparently the modern-day equivalent of $39. The cover of the pisco, and for the $39, he buys a mezuzah. He puts it up on his door, v'niskavein b'inyona, and he has all the intentions of what he's doing with this mitzvah, kvar hoda b'chidash olam. In that simple act, he's acknowledging there's a creator who took the world out of nothingness and created a world. Uviyadiya sabori, and he's acknowledging that there's a creator who's aware of everything that's going on in the world. Uvihashkachasa, and then he's able to control everything in the world. Vigamba nivu, and when he puts it that mezuzah, he's acknowledging there's a concept of a Navi, there's a concept of a prophet who was able to predict all of those makos beforehand, proving that there's communication between the divine and between man. Vehem and Vechopino Satoran, he's acknowledging all the concepts of the Torah, all of that. Milvad, besides for the fact that he's acknowledging through this mitzvah the chesed that Hashem did in taking out from avdus to chayrus, from slavery to freedom, the kavod gadol, and giving us great honor, luskos avosem, achafatzim, the years Hashem who desired the earth, all of that, says the Ramban, you take a couple of bucks and you put up a mezuzah on your door, and you're acknowledging the presence of Hashem, the yecholus, His ability, His knowing everything that's going on in the world, His nevuah, Torah, all of that is on that simple act of a mezuzah. And therefore, says the Ramban, Chazal tell us, have yizohir b'mitzvah kala kivachamura. Be very careful. Don't make, this is a light mitzvah, this is a more important mitzvah. Every mitzvah, says the Ramban, Kulon chamudos v'chavivos ma'od. Everyone is very dear, very special in the eyes of Hashem. Shebekol shah adam moideh behen leilokav. Every moment the person is involved in them, he's doing so much more. He's doing an acknowledgement, acknowledging the presence of Hashem, the presence of his existence, the presence of his knowledge, the presence of his ability to control. And therefore, says Ramban, the person has to be careful. Light mitzvahs, heavy mitzvahs, they're all significant. They're all chaviv ma'od in the eyes of Hashem. And we'll continue with this thought as he concludes his piece, Mirtz Hashem, Tamar.